Another strategy that's really being discussed a lot and is also incorporated into the NSABP trial is the use of oxaliplatin as part of the neoadjuvant regimen. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about what we know about that and what you think about it?
Well, I think that most people agree that the phase one and phase two studies with oxaliplatin that have been done, which I'll just take a minute to explain, when oxaliplatin was approved in Europe, there were many studies done in Europe looking at neoadjuvant chemoradiation, and then there are a couple studies that were done in the U.S. after it was apparent that it was going to be approved. Looking at various schedules of oxaliplatin, there was one of the FOLFOX regimens given with oxaliplatin every 3 weeks in a high-dose infusion of 5-FU. And then Dan Haller's group, the ECOG group, did a phase one study giving every other week oxaliplatin, which is 85 milligrams per meter squared every other week with infusional 5-FU. And then there are many other studies giving weekly around 50 milligrams per meter squared with either capecitabine or infusional 5-FU. And most people were impressed with the quality of the responses. And in fact, some studies showed an absolute number of responses, that, although all the studies are small, that was impressive. And particularly the ECOG study that I mentioned had about a 50% pass CR rate, which is very interesting. Obviously, since that drug has been proven in the adjuvant setting, for the same reasons I said capecitabine has been proven in the adjuvant setting, that makes it interesting to use with radiation. So that's why it's in the NSABP trial now, is that it's a proven drug in the adjuvant setting, and its value may be that it's a radiosensitizer, or maybe that you're giving it earlier in the treatment. It may be either one of those. It's a worthwhile drug to study in the neoadjuvant setting, and I think the NSABP trial was improved when they went ahead and added that in as a second part of a 2x2 randomization. So we often get worried when we see patients that have advanced primaries and nodes positive, and then we will use the weekly regimen with capecitabine. And we'll use 750 milligrams per meter squared of capecitabine and 50 milligrams weekly of oxaliplatin in the neoadjuvant setting, just because we want to do everything we can. We know that multiple nodes positive in a large primary is going to be a bad situation. Or if somebody has a symptomatic primary that needs radiation up front, which is not all that common, and they have a metastasis or two in the liver, we want to get better systemic therapy than just single agent 5-FU or capecitabine, then we'll add in oxaliplatin at that time as well in those patients. But we have to be careful about that if we're doing it off protocol, which I don't feel strongly that clinicians should not. I think it's okay to give oxaliplatin-based chemoradiation off protocol if it's done selectively and carefully and with close monitoring, because the grade 3 GI toxicity, mainly diarrhea rates, are going to be higher, I think, based on the studies that have been done and some of our experience. And the radiation oncologist should do everything they can to spare the small bowel in those patients and be concerned if there is a lot of small bowel because of that overlapping toxicity.